Coronaverse for May 11th, 2013. And we are here on the island again. It's a little bit different island. We're here with Stuart Worf, Danny Dwyer.
Hello.
And Ari Gaffer, fresh from the Booyah. Great White North.
Not so fresh.
Let's see. Yeah, the island is a little different now. If you listened to our last podcast, we were talking about K-tries and triangles and sculpted and versus mesh and all that good, wonderful stuff.
And some of the best building advice I've ever received.
Hands down.
Yeah, thank you. It was brilliant.
Yeah, just as a recap, just to recap really quickly, triangles are actually a big rendering thing in Second Life. You know, everybody complains about the lag, you know, oh, these textures are too big and it's causing lag. One of the things that's actually causes a lot of lag people don't realize are sculpted prims, because they all have 2,000 triangles or 2,000 polygons in every single sculpted prim. So if you have a link set that's like, you know, 18 sculpted prims, yeah, that's a lot of triangles. And your viewer has to render all of those triangles. And that is why...
Which is why they take so long to res.
And the texture that goes along with them, yeah. But that's why mesh has the potential to be much, 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 much more efficient. Because it's built right, mesh has... so many less triangles. I've seen, you know, we looked at two things as far as like...
Yes.
Yeah. On average, you can get you can get the same look in a mesh object that you can in a sculpted object with about 20% of the triangles. And that...
So basically what you're saying is because the system has to deal with those 20, how many, 20 what?
There's
2,200?
2,000, about just over 2,000 triangles in every single sculpted prim.
Right. Yes. So even the simplest shape, it's 2,000.
No matter how simple it is, it's going to be that many thousand triangles or K-tries.
Right. So there you go. There's a whole bunch of management that most sculptees don't need to be, you know, that costly.
No.
And whatever it is that thing is, usually doesn't have to be that costly.
Well,
I made a 9-step staircase that was a total of like 9, 10, 11, it was 12, actually it was 16 prims altogether.
Right.
And when I created the staircase and ran it through the sculpt script, the mesh script,
right,
it came out to one half of a prim, so it comes out to one prim.
Well, that's one prim.
But it was the triangle count.
Yeah,
was 20. 20. That was it. 20.
Really?
20 triangles.
Isn't that cool?
I was. Oh, man, I was like, holy crap! I've got it here. It was amazing. I was blown away.
Well, here's another.
So
thing.
Here's questions.
We'll get to that in a sec. The thing is, also, you have that mesh object that's like 20 triangles. When you link a bunch of those together, you're linking it recalculates out the number of prims based on the number of triangles as a factor. It's one of the factors in the prim count. So you can actually link a whole bunch more of those together, and it will still be less prims.
With one exception, I ran into a problem. You know how the big no-no with converting a prim to mesh is that you don't want to hollow out a prim.
Yeah.
So I made...
Because it adds to the number of triangles, yeah.
Right. I the second floor of the building that I'm working on, I was very meticulous to take 10 prims and put them together so there would be a hole where I could put the staircase.
Yeah.
And those 10 prims were reduced down to one prim when I ran it through the mesh studio, and it was brilliant until I took the staircase that was 20 triangles
and linked it to it.
And then all of a sudden that hollow center that I created so you could walk up the staircase became a solid prim.
And I am
blown away. How did that happen?
Well, that's because of the physics, and I can almost guarantee you that hollow center was not hollow before you linked it to the stairs. It was solid, most likely when it was a mesh before you even linked it to it. I don't know if you tested
Remember before where I would create like a hollow, I would take a prim and create a hollow center. And I said, okay, that doesn't work. So what I did was I meticulously created, that's why I had this second floor was 10 prims because I created all these individual prims and then I set it up in a way so that I could put 100% transparency on each side of the prim that was linked together.
Well, it's
that's why
it's a matter of the way the physics works when you upload the mesh. You can upload the physics model to go with it, but you have to actually create one to go with it. I haven't done any of that yet, so I can't really. I've been meaning to experiment with it.
I've experimented. I've failed.
Okay.
And I think there's a lesson to be learned, and maybe after the podcast, we should try to explore it.
We can do that. Yeah. Ari, what was your question?
So we're used to measuring the cost of shapes in SL in prims.
Right.
And obviously, a primitive shape is easy to describe. You know, you say, okay, here's the thing, it's going to have six sides, or here's the thing, it's going to be a cylinder.
Mm.
And you can do that mathematically, so there you go, you're pretty much done. And we use that as a measuring thing. Well, then they come up with Sculpties, and now we've come up with mesh, which actually operates completely different. So in a perfect world, should this whole system convert to counting everything in K-tries, or obviously Sculpties aren't being correctly represented.
The system already kind of does that. The more triangles that you put into a mesh object, the larger the land impact is going to be, or the prim count.
Right.
Yeah. So when Linden Lab incorporated mesh into the viewer, they use their magic formula or whatever, calculating with the taking into account triangles and the physics and everything else that goes along with that mesh to figure out the prims, the number of land impact. And you'll also find, here's an interesting thing. You could take something that might be like 5 land impact, a mesh object, and if you stretch it out really large, the land impact goes up.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I've had that situation. I've had that situation.
That's.
I mean, I realize that
they
implemented the prim count as a way to kind of manage the problem.
Yes.
You know, to track and manage the problem.
Which was,
I guess, my question is that probably obsolete, and is there a better way to do it, or is it okay the way it is?
I think it's more or less okay the way it is. I think it encourages people to be more economical with their mesh. Maybe not as much as it could be. I'd like to see people be more economical, at least as far as how they build their meshes. The more they do, the better it is. But I think lately two things have been bugging me. One is when people use the terms mesh to describe sculpts, because I've bought things on the thing that's on the marketplace that say it's mesh, and I res it and it's sculpted
ribs. Yes.
Like, no. Those are not interchangeable. They're not the same thing.
They're completely different.
It's Azura. You know that when you went up, and I was like, you know, don't even bother opening up the door. Just walk through the little piece around the doorway, because I had to put it down to I had to treat it like a sculpt and put it down as invisible so you could walk through it, because otherwise it was like a solid prim.
Well, that's the physics again.
The physics were all screwed up.
Well, the physics is different.
Completely.
Yeah, well, the physics is separate from that. What I'm talking about is people that, you know, pretty much using the terms sculpt and mesh interchangeably. And they're not.
Which they're not.
No, they're not.
Not even close.
They're completely different technologies.
Well,
they're completely different math.
Sculpted prims were a stopgap in order to get
Band-Aid.
Yeah, it was a Band-Aid more or less. And now that mesh is in,
it was a way to get organic shapes.
Yeah, and now that mesh is fully compatible with SL, you really don't need sculpts at all anymore. And actually, you're better off without them, I think. And a perfect example is, because we were talking about K-Tries before, a perfect example really is the center of the island here that I have completely redone, and we're standing in front of right now, sort of at the entrance.
And I'm amazed. This is interesting.
Yeah, the whole pool house and everything I had before was made by I just went with the same designer. It was a Tiki Tattoo, which is really good stuff, and they're really detailed and they're really nice. But it was a
very popular.
Yes, very popular too.
They're still very popular.
And but it was all, a lot of it was all sculpted prims. It was pretty old. It was old stuff. It was back in the sculpted days. So all the furniture and everything were all sculpted prims. The roof was sculpted. There was a whole bunch of sculpties all over the place on it. And I was looking at, you know, when I was, you know, we went over that last time about the K-Tries. You go into your reviewer in the develop menu, and under show info, did you ever do this, Ari?
No.
No. What?
I don't think so.
Give it a try. Do you have advanced and develop okay. Under develop, the second one down is show info. And then on that menu, the third one down is show render info. And then you'll get a bunch of white text in the lower right-hand corner.
Yep, got it.
It's the fourth one down. Stuart!
It's the third one down on mine. I don't know what viewer you're using. But
anyway.
All right. And all that information, about three lines from the bottom, there's a line that's sort of indented, and it's that
K-tries.
K-tries. Yes, that's the number of triangles that your viewer is rendering at this particular moment. And as you move your view around, you will see that number change. Now,
especially when you zoom into things.
Yeah. Well,
if you're using Space Navigator and you're zooming into a certain object, the K-tries are suddenly going to increase.
Well, that's if you're selecting an object. If you select an object, you can see how many triangles you're rendering. And if you zoom in on the center of that object, then you will get, because it changes for the level of detail for the LOD. So if you zoom in towards the center of that object, then you will get the maximum number of triangles that one is. And we were clicking on each other's hair last week, and you know.
Yeah, Kimmy talked about my hair. So,
you don't want to see
along the same lines.
Is there? Yeah.
Just half a step backwards and just one more that kind of wraps up that thread. So is there a situation where sculpted prims might be better than a mesh? Or does mesh completely replace sculpted prims and there's no use for them whatsoever?
I can't think of any reason you would use a sculpted prim that a mesh couldn't supplant, that you couldn't use a mesh better. Instead of and do better. Because okay. you can make agree. It more efficient.
I agree, because that's what I've been working on with the living room.
Yeah.
I've been trying to replace the sculpted stairs with mesh. And instead of having a sculpted stair with an invisible prim, I can just have one mesh prim that would replace both and wouldn't create such lag as far as loading.
Yeah, it's just considering
what Coronaville used to be when it was all sculpted, it used to lag my viewer like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's common with everyone's viewers. Well, regardless whether you're using Firestorm or the SL viewer, the lag was incredible.
Just as a frame of reference, last week I was looking, when I would look around and I would see how many K-tries my viewer is rendering, I would get, it was like 1,500 to 2,000, just looking around in a circle from the center of the pool house. And
yeah,
that's a lot. If you can get it down to like 500, that's like nothing. You're not going to have any lag with that. That's great.
At what draw distance?
Well, right now I'm at 256, so I'm seeing everything. And if you draw, and that's a good point. If you drop down your draw distance, it actually will increase or decrease the number of K tries. So, you know, those things you're not rendering. And also, occlusion is also a factor as well. So, like, if something's on the other side of, you know, that hill over there, that's not going to be factored in because it's occluded. It's not within your purview.
You're talking about the ambient occlusion. That has a huge effect on my
computer. So I just dropped down my draw distance to 64 meters. And I'm looking around, and my K-tries right now, if I look around in a circle, I'm not going above 900. If you keep it under 1,000, that's usually pretty good.
My draw distance is at 128, and I'm only about 1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
yeah.
And then when I take, you know, when I go Control Shift 1 and bring up how many frames per second, I mean, I'm still maintaining an average of 15.
There you go. That's the power. That's the power of K-tries. Okay.
Okay.
I'm glad I helped.
Could be a cheesy 80s song for some reason.
I'm glad I helped with that demonstration.
Just don't click on Stuart's here and see how many K tries it is, or you'll have a hard
time. Please don't. In fact, you know what, I'm just gonna. I apparently have mesh hair in my inventory, but I'm not entirely sure. But we'll see what I'm about to wear.
Stuart took his hair off, and my K tries just dropped down to nothing.
Okay,
I'm still wearing prim hair. I'm wearing this prim hair called Dirty Biker.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite because my hair in real life looked like before I suddenly became conservative and started getting haircuts every 3 weeks, you know, because I can't stand long hair anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're making me feel bad.
What? Did you look at your hair?
Yeah.
I
like Danny's at 28,000. Me at 44,000.
Mine's about the same. Everybody's prim hair is going to be pretty high. You know, mine was like 43. Yeah, mine's like 43, 44. So there's probably like, So yeah, every single
mine's about 20,000, I think.
Well, it's really interesting though.
Yours is like 80s.
Oh, sorry. I meant to say 120,000.
Okay.
I just clicked on my hair, and then flew the camera around, and it, you know, if I'm just full screen of my hair, I'm looking at 62,000.
Yeah.
If I back off to a normal distance, it's 15,000, and if I zoom way back, it's 4,000.
Right. That's all the LOD, level of detail.
Yeah.
Because the further away you go, the more, you know how it is. You zoom in on something, and you'll see how, like, round things will get kind of octagonal or hexagonal at a long distance. That's LOD.
Yep.
So when you get closer, the level of detail goes up, and then the number of triangles goes up.
So that kind of illustrates how these sliders work in the graphics preferences.
Yeah.
You know, for objects and sculpts, LOD, and FlexiPrim, LODs, and trees.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
cool.
Shall we take a tour of the island?
Yes.
Tourista. I'm good at tourista.
Do you think we should, maybe for the benefit of people who aren't here, maybe explain our starting point?
We start off
at the drawbridge?
Yes, we are at the drawbridge, and we are going... This is where... Well, my car is still parked here. I had to send Kimi's back because I had to
put it there. Paid a parking ticket?
Yeah, you got a parking ticket. So... Yeah. He had his car towed.
Poor Kimi.
So instead of having one big cool clubhouse, now we've got a bunch of little
huts. You walk through the pool house, and then you have the pool, and off to the one side you have the stage, and then you would keep going, and then there was a little dock with the boat. Well, I pretty much kept that, only instead of walking through the pool house, it's just a pathway that goes all the way down to where the boat is.
When you walk across the drawbridge, the first thing you come across on your left-hand side is this large house that has the
office.
You know,
the
office.
It's the rental
and
office.
And how many – the rental office and how many parcels are available, which are we still have three.
Yes, we still have three available.
For those of you that are dyslexic, the left is the right.
Yes, the left is the right.
It is?
Yes, it's the other left.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The other left.
Well, don't be sorry. I am the virtual equivalent of an idiot, okay?
I do this all the time. The only reason I said something is because I do it all the time. Yeah.
All right, so we are in the office. The main rental office is right to your right after you come off the bridge. I have the old desk. It's got a lot of sculpties on it. I'm going to get rid of it. I just don't know what I'm going to replace it with yet. There's a couple of nice tiki tattoo lounge chairs you can sit at, a little light. Oh, yeah, I put some lights up too, so if you want to look at it in... At midnight, it actually looks pretty good too.
Cool.
You have already built a couple of mesh desks that could fit perfectly in here.
I was just playing around with that. I'll see what's out there. But
I think you're going to create something brilliant within the next 2 weeks.
And since we're standing in front of the magic map, we have three parcels that are green.
Three parcels that are green. Yellow. One is on top of the hill. It used to be Stuart's place up there. The other two are in the corners. And you remember what I said about occlusion? You know, if it's behind the hill, it doesn't really factor into your rendering as much. Those two parcels are, you know, on the others. They're in the corners, but they're down near the water level. But they're on the high side of the island. So you're actually... not going to get a whole lot of lag over there because you're not going to be, you know, whatever you build over there is going to be everything else on the rest of the island is pretty much going to be occluded from view. You still have your nice ocean view, you know, almost 180 degrees.
And
plus they're double parcels.
They're double parcels.
Compared to the one.
So yeah, you're occluded by the mountains.
Yes.
And your cell service is going to suck big time.
You're going to have... The double parcels are a builder's dream.
Yeah.
As far as building goes and being able to, you know, get the maximum amount of prims for the your Linden dollar.
Yeah.
You're not going to beat the price.
1300 prims for roughly 7000 Lindens a month. Oh, hell yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. I mean holy craps. Excuse me. Sorry about the
Danny folks at home.
Danny dropped the S bomb.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh my god. But the bottom line is I've been trying to tell Crap Mariner and everyone over there, it's like if you really want to just have a parcel or a double parcel to build on and build what you can build, like I did, I have a single parcel that only has 650 prims, and I've got the living room on the grounds, and I've got two other layers. I've got my art studio, and on my third level, I have what I've been, my experimental mesh build. It's amazing what you can do with 650 prims.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with mesh. And when you have double that,
There's one other factor, too.
Yeah.
There are some cheaper deals out there where you can get, huge chunks of Sims, and they give them away for no money and all that stuff. But if you take a look, they're not on a full sim like this.
No, those are on homesteads.
Yeah.
And
worse.
Or worse. The thing about a homestead is you also have to remember, you got a whole lot of prims. I think it's like 3,400 or whatever, or 3,800 on a homestead. And you have a big open space. But here's what happens. Everybody gets that big open space and they try to fill it. And they run out of prims really quickly because they're trying to fill this big, huge open space. and the other thing, I believe, if it hasn't changed, there are four regions on a server.
Yeah. That's the way I remember it.
Yes. There are 16 homesteads on a server. So as far as complaining about the lag and all of that, if the other 15 homesteads are all filled to the max, the way everybody, like I said, you get this big open space, and what they do is they fill it to the brim with prims, using up all of the resources, because they have this big open wide space to try to fill. So you tend to get more resources used on the homesteads than you do on a lot of the regular regions. So you're on a server with 15 other people who are filling up their entire homestead with bells and whistles and wandering sharks and dolphins and panthers that are running all the time, and you're sharing all those resources essentially with them. Whereas if you're on a regular region, not as much.
I wonder if
those
are virtual machines or if those are actual boxes.
Server. I think it's an actual box.
It could be virtual.
I think it's an actual box
probably
somewhere.
An actual box. I think the open spaces probably would be a virtual machine though, maybe. But
maybe.
Who knows?
It's possible. But open spaces
way beyond me.
How many open sims on a? If there's four full sims to a server and 16 homesteads, how many open sims?
I don't know.
To a box or a server.
Maybe it's half even that because maybe it's even half because it's even less prims, isn't it? Really. So.
Yeah. Well, what happened was a long time ago when they first came out with the open sims, everybody started living on them. Even though they told them that's not what they're for and don't do it, but they did it anyway. And
because originally it was just open space sims and then the four regions.
Yeah.
And then people started using, because they had a higher prim limit at the time of open space, they overrunning into the resources issue because everyone was using that like a normal sim. That's why they made the distinction of a homestead and then the open space. And then homesteads, I think they have a bit more power, at least.
I'm guessing, but if I remember correctly, I think something happened where they changed the rules, and that's, like you said, they came out with the homestead. And I think what they did was homesteads are essentially the same as an open space, but the homesteads were put on better, more powerful servers, and the open spaces were left on the old ones.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that might be what happened to try to mitigate some of the problems that they were having with the old open spaces.
Right. Well, maybe maybe it was 16 open spaces per server. I believe, it's more like 8 or maybe it's whatever it is, something less for the old homestead.
I think it. You know what? I don't know. That makes sense. But I think it's something like that.
It would be something that made sense, sort of, kind of.
Who knows? They may be still running them all on the old 2007 hardware, or whatever, because it just hello. Come on, we still have 100 avatar limit on the main sims. I've been here for 7 freaking years. God damn it.
Well, that's because everybody wants to selfies.
The office is nice for yoga and stuff.
Yeah, that's nice. There's some nice chairs there with some nice animations. Yeah. There's a hammock off of the one side, the one door, and a nice outdoor couch and another chair you can sit at. A little drink giver. You can click on it and get a tiki colada or a tiki noni, whatever that is. I don't know.
It's a healthy drink, apparently.
I guess so. Okay.
Well, theoretically, it's virtually a healthy drink.
Virtually a healthy drink. Right. Yeah.
I got in reality, cocktail. It's probably full of cancer. Who knows?
Okay. Please don't mention that when I'm actually drinking a Coke right now.
I got done drinking a Diet Coke. That's even worse. That's like cancer, times 16.
Here we go. I'm drinking my tiki cocktail. All right. Yeah. So, come and get your drink. Yeah, I got a drink. I'm going to drink my drink. All right. Stepping off of the main entry
and standing on your car.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
As you do. Don't scratch the paint.
Don't worry. I'm wearing virtual rubber soles.
Yeah, got another little sitting area here. It's like a little open gazebo. With some nice.
This should be where we film Corona.
I think so. I think from now on we could just do the coronavirus here. This is actually a good spot.
I agree, because it's a great spot because you don't have all those awkward sexual poses, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa, what the hell were you doing there?
Well, I was observing that twisted couch that Itzura had in
You know, where he had you know, okay, that couch did not have any questionable animations in it. When I was cleaning out all the stuff, you know what I found? I found that somebody put a cushion on there that had cuddling animations in it. So every time we think we're clicking on the chair, we'd click on that cushion. So then I'd sit on it, and all of a sudden I'm sitting on Kimi's lap. Or Scott comes over and he's like, "Oh, dude, you're kind of close." So you know who it was? It was Nika.
I was about to suspect Nika.
Oh, of course.
Typical.
Oh, of course.
She put
go, Nika. She's laughing so hard right now.
Nika. I know.
She's laying on the floor.
And you think all the time she listened to us, and we'd sit down and we'd talk. You're like, dude, you don't sit on my lap and all that. She's sitting there laughing at us. He's like,
yeah.
Well, you know she was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We miss you.
And then
still.
She'll listen to this in, 2 months' time and be like, oh, no, they caught me.
Oh, no. I've been busted.
Yeah, so busted.
And all of a sudden, I you know, that story gives me a whole new appreciation for Stuart because he is going to get revenge. I think, maybe.
And if, I think it's hard to get revenge on someone who doesn't come into the game that much.
Anymore, yeah. So. Well, you'll have to create a World of Warcraft character and spend like 6 months
and kill.
Yeah, spend like 6 months nonstop beefing him up, and then go and then squish her. So
I have way better things to do, though, to be honest.
All right.
Besides, didn't they just like? Isn't World of Warcraft dying? Like.
I don't know.
Didn't they just lose like 1.2 million subscribers in like the last quarter or something like that? I heard.
It's like, did they lose a bunch?
They might have.
They're losing quite a lot from what I read. But that's for a different podcast, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the average World of Warcraft user is like Fox News viewer. You know, they're dead. They're dying off.
They're either finding other things to do, or they're dying of starvation, sitting there clicking on for gold coins or something. I don't know.
According to the BBC, a full of 1.3 million, aka 14%.
Uh-oh.
Maybe. 14% of the user base of World of Warcraft left from January and March.
So they are dying.
So they're doing good.
They've reached their
apex. People say I was dying.
No, maybe they're just on a downward turn. I don't know. All right. Burp. Shall we continue the tour?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Leaving the gazebo area, we're going south. I believe we're going south. Yes. We're walking south down the little path down the middle. And to our left, not the other left, our actual left, is the where the Corona Case stage used to be. It's now a dance floor DJ booth with all the wonderful meshy goodness. You can stand at the thing and DJ. You can, I don't know, eat the donuts, or there's a pack of donuts down there, I think.
We got the gear here, so there's already a stack of
vinyl
in the rack. Come on down.
Some lovely tiki tattoo donuts that you can't click on. That sucks. But the logo looks suspiciously like a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, no.
Suspiciously. Looks like.
Intellectual property issue.
However, they are called tiki tattoo donuts.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's just, a coincidence.
You can't buy them in a grocery store. You can't find them in a bakery.
I love the Tiki Tattoo electronics. All the amps and compressors.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
A Tiki Tattoo Pro laptop?
Yeah.
What I love the most is there are no zombie rezzers.
That's convenient.
I'm not getting attacked by a zombie.
I forgot to put that back out. Oh, darn.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I've spent enough time around zombies lately. Jeez.
I'm sure around we'll remember again around Halloween. Oh yeah, we got to put the zombie razors out, and then we'll leave them up.
Yeah, we got to put out like at least 170 of them, you know, around the sim. Don't worry.
Just set them up outside Danny's house.
Yeah, there we go.
When Halloween comes around, my art studio would become Mass Acres again. I trust you.
We'll do something again for Halloween like that. But, all right, and if we go back across the path, we have the new pool house with a pool.
New pool.
I'm standing in the pool. I'm in the pool. You got the pool floaty things, another chair to sit by with a tooth ball, so you can sit out here. And
I'm sitting in a floaty thing. Look at me, I'm floating.
Here, check this out. And go up here to the
diving board.
Yeah, a diving board. And actually, I believe. Yep, I can sit up here. I can sunbathe. What else can I do? I can hang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm hanging off the diving board.
That's how we punish
spy. What's
people
spy?
Like Jimmy.
Oh, jeez. I'm sitting up in a tree looking. I can float.
I think that's called creeper mode.
Dive. Ploosh. Look at that.
And he goes through the tiles.
Here's the one I like, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dead.
Oh, that's the drunken float.
Floating dead in the pool.
Yeah. Drink in hand.
Hey, guys, that was a really good party.
The drunken dead pose.
So, yeah. Nice little
pool. The best thing about this new Coronaville is it's there's no lag.
Not as bad as before. No, it's so much
not
more
even,
efficient.
Not even close.
Well, like I said,
I noticed.
Before I mean right now I've got my draw distance at. Well, yeah, it's a 64 meters, so my draw distance is very short. But I'm getting like 650K tries in my view right now. That's nothing.
My draw distance is at 128, and my frames per second, 14.
There you go. Lower K tries equals more frames per second. That's as simple as I can say. But,
and 14 is decent. You know, you're walking around with no lag.
But next to the pool is a little pool house, and inside is the Res TV media browser. You can look at and watch and click on and try things out. And also the pool table. I did keep the pool table.
Thank you. As requested. Oh my God. This is We did spend a lot of linden on this pool table, but it is such a cool pool table.
Yeah, it is.
There was this one guy who said, "You are never going to get a pool table in SL that actually works," and we have one that not only works, it works brilliantly.
Yeah,
and it's fun. And
it is,
I encourage
free to play.
I encourage everyone to come to the sim and play it. And if I'm here and you see Danny Dwyer on the sim, you just IM me. I'll come over. I'll play a game with you. Period. Hands down.
I'm just putting a fan over this table because it looks cool.
It keeps people like me from standing on the pool table.
Ah, there you go.
That is a
wax in the head.
The only downside is it does blow the balls out a bit.
I'm embarrassed.
Yes. Stuart doesn't like it when he gets his balls blown on.
Yeah. Such a terrible. people wonder where I get the jokes from. Jeez.
I really want a copy of that fan. I've got a fan in the living room that is like
I wish
five
I could
frame.
Give you one. But I can't. You can go to Tiki Tattoo and buy one, though. They sell them individually.
I might do it. Or I might just build one myself.
There you go.
I've been working on one. Yes, exactly. I've been working on one.
All right.
Continuing. What I'm trying to do is take the four-prim fan I have in the living room right now and create a one-prim fan. And I think I can do it. So next Coronaverse, I'll let you know whether I succeeded or I failed.
Mm.
Okay.
All right. Continuing on. Let's go across the pathway again. And we have a hot tub. Gonna get
Tubba
hot.
Bubba.
Get hot in hot tub. Ha. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a nice little hot tub. Sit and pick which.
Ow, my ass is burning.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, too. You, Mika's been here, too? Is that what you're telling me?
No, 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 no. That's it, it's built into it. Click on one of the pillows and you'll sit in a different spot, I think. Or if you want to, if you really want to cuddle.
I'm taking a picture. It's over. Oh. It's over. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have the.
Do it again.
Yeah. If you want to cuddle, there's like some flip flops. There's like a pink pair of flip flops and a blue one. You can click on those and you'll. Or, yeah. And then you can cuddle with somebody if you really want to.
There we go.
There you go.
Aren't we cute?
Take a picture.
It's done. I already took a picture before, but this is good.
Save to the picture as well.
Oh. Oh, no.
We should hang this up in the... we should have a little picture frame in one of the... somewhere around here.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Put this.
Yeah, yeah. It's raining men. Hallelujah! It's raining men. Amen. Yeah. Okay. Are you guys done cuddling?
I think we should just leave him there for now.
Yeah, yeah. We'll,
yeah, yeah, you know what? It's.
Yeah. Now, if there's clothes set coming off, I'm definitely not getting out of that water. Yeah. Yeah.
I might TP away, actually, if that happens.
Like, yep, we have hot tub. Getting hot in hot tub.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Well, now.
So, any questions so far? I think Ari had one, didn't he?
I think he's dead.
He's dead. He's dead. There's a dead animation in the hot tub. I didn't see that. I didn't see that there's a dead animation in it.
Wow. I don't know. I don't want to know what Danny did. Jeez.
Well, you know me. I'm just being my digital self. And
wow. Float, float. Silly climb? What's silly climb? Oh, I'm hanging off the pole like a monkey. Okay.
Huh.
All right.
This is interesting.
Talk left, talk side, sit, stretch. Which stretch? Oh, I'm just stretched out. Okay.
Oh. That works better with the button pushed. I can talk now.
Yeah, there you go.
Back in the day when we had the cash flow problem.
Yeah.
We put up the financial thermometer to see how our finances were going. And was that thing kind of manual, or is it actually automated and attached to
it's automated.
The rental system?
No, it's not attached to the rental system at all. But it's automated in that it resets every month. And, you know, I don't think really we got a whole lot in it. I think that was...
No.
Well, that was when we were...
I've got something to say about
that.
Well,
there we go.
Somebody has been paying my rent while I'm going through this enormous struggle in my real life. You know, I closed out my law practice, and I've sent out like multiple resumes, and I've been getting no response, and it's been tough. And somebody's been covering my rent here on the island, and I don't want anybody to say who it is, but you have no fucking idea how grateful I am. You've been taking one of my creative outlets, and you've been allowing me to enjoy it, and I'll just let it go at that. You guys have been the best. I can't thank you guys enough.
I won't say who... But somebody paid it for a few months, and I just never turned it back on. I actually turned it off for a while, and I didn't turn it back on. And once you get your financial situation all figured out, then we can turn it back on. But I'm just, as long as you're going through all of this stuff, it's just going to stay off.
There's going to be an announcement within the next couple of, well, my real life birthday is on June 18th, and I hope to have this situation resolved by then. I will be a public defender again.
Yeah.
I will be...
Good. Cool.
Well, it's good. It's good, cool.
But it's...
Well, on a theoretical level, you know, as far as like doing the right... taking your law degree and doing the right thing with it, it's a brilliant thing, but there's a personal expense that you spend from doing it. And I'm at the point in my life where right now I think I'm mature enough to deal with that again and say, okay, I understand that the majority of people I represent are probably going to get out of jail and kill me, but that's why I became a lawyer to begin with, was to support the intangible, the rights that we all share and enjoy. So I can deal with that. I'll accept it.
No problem.
Where's it?
I'm obviously going to have to do something about the bubble tour thing because it's inside of the building. I clicked on it.
Oh my God! But Kimmy's still going to be able to do her tour.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Kimmy has a brilliant idea. So. She's got a brilliant idea. I think it's like the extension of what we used to have with the destination station. You know, the idea that she has. She's taking the spirit of Chug-a-Bug Goodnight.
Yeah.
And she's taking what we used to have with the destination station and making it into, I don't know, help me here.
Well, she's more than welcome to take that mantle and just run with it however way she wants to. I'm perfectly fine with it. She is having fun with it? Great. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
I can tell you this. She's rescheduled her life, and she's going to focus Saturdays on in-world activities in general. Yeah, so
fun.
That's about to transition right about now. So yeah, you'll be seeing her every Saturday.
Cool.
So I think within the next few weeks we should take whatever resources we have and try to focus on what she's trying to do, because I think it's brilliant. It goes towards the center of everything that we ever believed in Second Life. And I have nothing else to say on the matter.
Well, I think
I can add a little bit to it. Yeah. Go ahead, though.
No, I was just going to say, an idea. One thing we can do is we'll do a whole episode about what she's doing. And once it goes up on the internet, she can, or, you know, once Jesta puts it up, she can actually link directly to that podcast and people can listen to it. And she can use that for, you know, advertising it, getting the word out.
Yeah. You know, for those that don't know, we had this thing called the Destination Station where we had a bunch of locations illustrated. You could stand in a space and look at a picture of these places. And then click on the images and get either information or a way to teleport to those places, your choice. And I had a spreadsheet made to maintain those things. And we had 150 or 140 of those panels. And I had the spreadsheet that was just used for maintaining it. She went through all 140 destinations and checked them out. And updated the spreadsheet to show which ones were gone and which ones were changed into something else and which ones still existed. So she got a look at 140, possibly 140 locations. And so she's kind of going to resurrect the portion of the destination station. And then, in other words, there'll be images of cool places that you could go to, click on it, and
just
find out about them and teleport.
Just not 140 of them.
No, not 140 of them.
Yeah.
So just do you happen to know how many of those were still around?
I just glanced at it,
yeah,
and it looked like more than half. Looked like about 60 or 70% of them were still around.
Huh.
But the reality is that if she creates a station that has 40 destinations, that's more than enough.
That's yep, that's manageable. Exactly. That's manageable for one person.
And I'll be honest with you, one of the first destinations I want to go with her on is the on one of the New York Sims. They have a replica of the Coney Island, the famous roller coaster on Coney Island.
Wow. And
it is, I just rode it, yes, I just rode it Wednesday of this week. Brilliant. It's still there. The landmark is still good. And it's just, wow. It's one of those things that if anyone who hasn't experienced SL before gets a chance to do and ride it, they're going to be hooked. They're going to be hooked the same way I've been since 2008. You know?
Yeah. To bring the audience up to speed on the whole thing here, what Kimmy's doing or wants to do is she's a newbie, plus one, and she wants to help people. This is just her nature anyway. She wants to help people that are new or even that are not new have a better experience in Second Life. But, you know, especially people that are new, I mean, there's so much of a learning curve to overcome that she has a thing that's called misguided tours. And the point of this whole deal is to hook up with people and take them places and get them up to speed on Second Life.
Excellent. That's actually
wonderful. Yeah.
It's something that's wonderful. Sorely needed.
Sorely needed. Exactly what she saw. She saw that completely.
Yeah, it's exactly what Chugabug Goodnight used to do.
Yeah.
And she's picking up the torch and she's carrying it on. And I can't say enough. I'm going to support her 100%, 110%. Whatever I can do to support her on this, I'll do it.
And make sure. She's going to need some help, too, or she could use some help, too, because I'm not – I'm only half helpful because I'm only here half the time.
Yeah.
I'm unemployed. I can spend more time in SL than I can – yeah. I can do it.
There you go.
So
hang right on. So that sounds good.
Have her contact me.
Oh, all
right. She would be here right now, but she went off to do some errands in town and was planning on being back, but she obviously got distracted.
Well, it's
good for her for living. It's all about life.
Oh, let's see. If we continue on, our next to the last stop on our tour of new stuff on Corona K,
virtual tour.
Speaking of virtual tours, I guess you could call it a boathouse, really. You know, over by the boat.
I was going to say this boathouse is new.
Yeah, it's you got to kind of walk around it, so it's got some little seclusion to it. It's got one of those couches in it. Not one of those couches in it, but yeah.
You sure? Is Nick planted anything here?
I mean, a banner from the island, so she can't lay any more cushions.
There was this kiosk that you put up there where you could click on it
and get a
free sailboat.
Yeah, it's still down there. Yeah. So it's at the end of the dock.
It is?
Yeah, it's at the end of the dock, right?
Because I got one of those, and I had so much fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
And fun. I'm telling you, some of the best things in SL are for free.
Sure.
And thank God we have Corona K, because we live up to it. We give you the free stuff.
Yeah. You get free drinks. You get a free boat. You can sit in a free hot tub.
You get a free. If you go to Danny's living room, you get a free hang glider ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to steal the car out of my driveway. You get to, I'm going to make a change tonight. You're going to get some jet skis, too.
Ah, okay. Play with the jet skis.
Or you can just hang out and be secluded and meditate.
Yeah, you can do that, too. Or you can... You can watch... You can watch my TVs. Those are open to the public. You just click on the TV, click whatever you want, except pornography. I shut that channel off. I'm not into that shit. Sorry. If you want pornography, go to Zyndra.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right. There's one last spot on the island that's new. But it's kind of secluded, so you guys will have to follow me.
Walk this way.
Yeah. Now, what this is, I gotta do that bubble thing. It's in the way. I went to the Tiki Tattoo place, and I bought, like, a bunch of mesh stuff, and there was, Am I going the right way?
Did you get lost?
Wow. Yeah, I got lost.
How can you get lost on something you demonstrate?
I got lost on my own sim.
Come back in here. And
I got lost on my own build.
I didn't have any other place to put this, and I bought it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to put the damn thing somewhere. But it's a little shack around the backside of all the main area thing. With a...
Huh. It's a massage hammock.
It's a massage table. A massage hammock. So.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So you
do we need to give Ari and Danny more privacy.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh look. Some
privacy.
Watch out! I'm pushing buttons.
Uh oh.
Waiting.
Privacy now.
What do you mean I can't sit on...
Okay, I'm laying on the table and Ari is standing on my head.
Okay. Wow. I am trying to sit on the lamp fixtures and it's not working.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
Ari's just trying it on with everyone, it seems. Wow.
Oh, that is
Hey, look,
just
I was
wrong.
Just trying for the menu. Honest, I swear. I can't figure where it's... It doesn't click up the menu anymore. Huh. That's cute, too.
Hey. Would you like a massage?
If it was Thailand, it'd be
is there a
special
menu?
Massage.
I can't get a menu. Where, is there a menu? Or are you in control of the menu? Okay.
Alright, this music's going on way too long. Wow.
Yeah. I don't get a menu, though. Oh, wait. Oh, it's with the sandals thing. You have to click on the sandals.
I already took the picture and I sent it, so.
Yeah, you gotta click on the sandals to get the menu. Tickle. I'm going to tickle you. Okay.
Wow.
Where?
I don't know what was supposed to be tickled there, but I don't want to know. Okay.
we'll just call this for Nika.
Yeah, the Nika's massage hut. That's what we'll call it. Yeah. I'll make a sign.
Yeah,
Nika's massage hut. Let's see if I can find a picture of her to put on it too.
Nika,
she's gonna come in here and kick my ass.
Yeah. Well, there won't be a World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft style.
What are you doing there, Ari? Hand check.
Did everyone get my picture?
Yep.
I don't need it.
Who needs pictures from me?
Oh, I see it. All right. Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah. I got your picture.
I'm sorry.
So, it's been an interesting show.
Yeah. And that is...
It's been a brilliant show.
That's pretty much it for the new additions to Corona K. But,
Amen.
Yeah. I'm liking it. The whole center of the island thing has actually turned out really nice. And it's a lot less laggy. I'm still getting less than 1,000 K tries. Which is excellent.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
It's excellent. Every time I come in world and I load in either Second Life Viewer or Firestorm in my home, which is right in the front of the living room, I'm amazed how quickly I'm able to load now. Within the past 48 hours, it's like a difference between night and day. There's no lag at all when you look at the center of the sim. So
the frame rate is significantly higher too.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did a brilliant job.
Whoa! I had to turn it back to see what the roll was. Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
I refuse to describe what a digital just saw.
You know what? I think this show should end there before
this show is
crazy.
It's past that.
So I look like I'm pouring my drink on his ass. Yeah, I'll take my drink. It says a new massage oil. Yes, that's it. It got to pour. Ooh, that's cold.
And it tastes good too.
I'm just gonna walk away, I think.
Next.
Yes, Stuart, you can pretend to walk away, but
he's lurking right over there. He didn't go anywhere.
He's camming in.
He's camming over here. For
he's
sure.
over there. He's perv camming in. You know it.
Yeah, cam, there you go.
You know he's perv camming.
So anyway, we have a lot of fun here. Corona K, come on down.
Yeah.
The hut's around the back. You don't have to go there.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, come on down. Just don't literally, please.
Yeah.
You'll probably laugh really hard if you do.
Yeah. Oh, but I did notice there are no like super naughty animations in that.
Until Nika comes along.
It's mature, but not like, I don't even call it mature. It's a massage table. What are you going to say, But that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's not a... Yeah.
All
right. Okay. And with that, I think we're ready to wrap up this episode of Coronaverse. And like we mentioned, there are still 3 spots open, 1 single and 2 double lots. Come on down to Corona K. You live next to Cooter. But you don't want to.
Yes, great way to sell.
Yeah. You don't. No Cooter. Cooter will not invade your home and use your toothbrush.
Nico.
Or your
Nika,
toilet.
However, will. And plant strategically placed cuddles.
Yeah.
Seeds that do unspeakable things.
Nika will visit us maybe in the next 8 months.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, don't ban her. Just
no,
give her
no,
a
if you don't want
computer.
Sex. You
know,
I'm just saying.
You hear that, Nika? You gotta come out, check out your massage table.